Guidelines for a student who is deaf and/or blind. Let the student know you're present with a gentle touch, accompanied by a verbal announcement. Identify yourself to the student, perhaps using a unique identifier, for example, your ring, watch, perfume, or hair. Always explain clearly what is about to happen. For example, touch the student's lips before giving him or her a bite of food. Provide a cue when an activity is over. Teach a gesture or sign for all gone or finished, and a sign to clean up and put the objects away. Guidelines for communicating to a student who is deaf and/or blind on expectations to respond. As the teacher, you need to find a way for the student to receive your message. If you want an answer back, keep your hands in contact with the student and wait. If you're giving a command, tap the student twice on the shoulder. If you're giving a comment or reinforcer, rub the student's shoulder. If you want the student to imitate you, tap twice on the hand.